Single-family home sales in the Nutmeg State rose 23.9% in May, according to the latest report from the Warren Group's publisher of the Commercial Record. I'm Jeff Smith, here with Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Jeff. Welcome to summer.
I know, right? Crazy out this time of year. Connecticut sales have reached their highest May total since 2007. Sales have been soaring in 2016. What can you attribute this to?
Well, I think that pent-up demand plays a big role in the stunning increase in home and condo sales so far this year. The housing market crashed back in 2005. The number of single-family home sales fell for seven straight years. Each year was lower than the previous year. The total decline was 54% from peak to bottom. This means that a lot of people postponed purchasing a home. Sales started to increase in 2012. They had a few ups and downs, but now this year, it seems to be booming again. In May, 2,921 single-family homes closed, the best total for any May all the way back to 2007. I think people have gained confidence in the real estate market again. We are in the fourth year of recovery, and finally, we see sales take off.
Also, median sale prices for single-family homes have only yielded two positive year-over-year positive percentage year-over-year 24 consecutive months. How long do you think home buyers will be able to take advantage of such favorable prices?
Well, first of all, there's no doubt that prices are low. This is true in almost all communities in the whole state. The Warren Group did a study recently to compare the median price for 2015 and then compare it with the price a decade earlier in 2005. There were only six communities out of 169 in Connecticut where the price had increased in the past 10 years. Darien led the way with a 13% increase in median price. Norwich was at the bottom. Its median price last year was 49% below the price that peaked in 2005. Statewide, the median is still 13% below the 2005 price. Pent-up demand and low prices are bringing buyers out in droves. One would think that prices would rise with that sort of demand. But that's not happening. Prices have fallen in 2014, 2015, and that's in addition to the first 5 months of 2016 when they've fallen some more. I think prices will remain low until the state's economy is strong enough to support strong wage growth.
Interesting. And lastly, condo sales in Connecticut have hit the highest median sale price percentage gain in 27 months. The majority of those months have been negative. Could Connecticut's market be in for a shift, or should this be seen as more of a blip on the radar?
Well, no question that condos are selling briskly. They're up 16% this far. So far this year, and they were up 13% last year. But May's gain in the median price of almost 6% looks like an outlier. It's one of only five gains in the median price in the past 27 months. The popularity of condos doesn't seem to be translating into price increases. I think Connecticut has some fundamental weaknesses in its economy and employment statistics. Home and condo prices are still well below the peaks that they saw a decade ago. I doubt prices will rise until earned income rises. People need raises before they can afford to pay more for a home.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information about the products and services that the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.